All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Kraft is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly, flowing like a tap, daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a pint like a vandal, light up a tap room, and a wax bomber like a candle. Matt, go rush the brewery that pours. I'm killing your brain like a quintuple goes. Deadly. When Nick untaps a dope brewery, love it or leave it. Oh, anything, I missed a line. Anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it. You better gain badges. You better hit bullseye. The app don't pass it. If there's a craft, yo, I'll drink it. Check out the podcast while Mikey pours it. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour, Indie Craft Beer Podcast. I am Mikey.
I'm Vanilla Nick, apparently.
I'm Matt. There's no other nickname. Just Matt.
Well, to explain what Nick was doing there, that was an iTunes review.
I did not come up with those brilliant words.
That was an epic iTunes review set to the lyrics set to...
The 90s
Ice Ice Baby from Vanilla Ice.
90s hit.
That was SpongeBobby's.
SpongeBobby's.
On iTunes. Left us a nice 5-star review with that, with those lyrics. So that feels like it was,
written at the bar while he was drinking.
No, but it was like well enough written that I don't think it was like random. I'm trying to figure out who it was. I think it's Paul. It sounds like Paul. It seems like something Paul would do. Paul Fairfax.
You're saying Paul has some sort of communication with people on the internet?
Yes.
And that's what it would be?
So did he create a complete...
His creativity comes through in iTunes reviews and telephone calls.
Well, he does have a kid, and the nickname is SpongeBobby's. So yeah. Maybe Paul's watched some SpongeBob in his day?
I watch SpongeBob every day.
Every
day. Well, this is...
All the SpongeBobs.
We are a craft beer show, and we are going to talk about beers to look out for you.
And we promise no more rapping.
Yeah, we will talk about beers we were caught drinking by people.
If we rhyme, it's a crime. Oh, sorry, I can't.
We're going to listen to the listeners when the listeners are going to take over and give us plenty of voicemail. Yeah. And we're also going to talk about culture and drink plenty of beers. And speaking of drinking, before the show, our tailgating session that the Patreon subscribers can hear occasionally, we had several beers waiting for the poor bearded brewer who's been working all day and Ubered here quickly to join us. But while we waited for
Uber post
for the bearded brewer, we had a Cigar City, a couple of second bottles, Cigar City Lager from we assume Florida Steve.
Tampa giving Florida, style.
Giving Florida Steve credit for that. That's one we had before, but he gave us two each. And we also had Ithaca's Flower Power, a second bottle of that one.
So good.
That one would have been from George so Daly, good. Listener George Daly. And we had a Due South from Due South, a Hopacana. It was the IPA with orange and honey in it, 7.4. And we also had bourbon barrel-aged Arrogant Bastard.
Ooh.
Justin, and from a bottle.
You're so
Justin,
arrogant.
2015. A 12-ounce, no less.
One day shy of a year old.
Whoa.
Bottled on 3/31/15.
I think of the winner of those, well, for me, it would have been the Due South Hopacana, but I think you guys are talking about the Bourbon, the Arrogant Bastard.
Well, see, I like them all differently. Between the two IPAs, I did like the Flower Power, and I was enjoying that lager, and that's the best Arrogant Bastard I've ever had.
Wow.
Yeah, as far as...
I agree with that.
AGs go. ABs, Arrogant Bastards.
Oh, that's what you call them.
Yeah, yeah, the ABs. But I like the Hopacana so far. As of this point in the podcast, the Hopacana.
So far, the Hop in the clubhouse, the Hopacana, yes. Best beer of the episode this week. So that means it's time to begin the new beers.
New beers.
I think I know what it is sitting on the table, and it's my favorite series, even though you guys don't like it.
I love gold.
That is the sound of a 22-ounce being opened up. You should know that by now.
Yes.
Is this the 7414?
No, it is not.
Or no, 7413. Isn't that the one in the fridge?
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah, aging we're shelf. Experimental. Enjoy by.
As you were. Now everybody knows what we're talking about.
The Stone Enjoy By series. This is the 42016 IPA. It was bottled on the 15th of this month. So, yeah.
So what you're trying to say is it's halfway just
hitting,
old.
Just hitting town now.
Oh, is it?
I just found it this week.
I've not been out in public in a while.
So I got mine. Now it's going around the podcast table. From left to right of your podcast style.
Mike, you got the top pour.
I got the top pour.
Hashtag top pour.
Yeah, Matt was getting all the top pours and the tailgating. Or I should say Nick. Sorry.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Yeah, totally the same person.
Totally Tober,
bro.
Yeah, I'm switching glasses. The one with the crack bugs me.
I know that, and I still like they have two of them have cracks now.
No. Do we need new glassware?
I try to avoid it. Like, I know how much the cracks bother you, so I try not to give you the cracks. But
I have enough of a crack of my own. I don't need anything else.
Beer glassware breaks easily. I've noticed this washing all our glassware. I usually break one of our glasses every week washing them. So.
If anybody instead of wants to ship us beer, if somebody wants to ship us some taster glasses from some cool breweries, totally acceptable. Mm-hmm.
Ones that got that. I like these. There's cheap ones from Cost Plus are nice. They're just like $2. They got that little open up like hourglass kind of shape. You
know, but if we had a 6-point glass,
trumpet flare.
If we had a Cigar City glass. If we had a Dark Horse glass, if we had a Russian River glass, if we had a Bike Dog, if we had a Beach,
I have the Pliny glass, but I don't like it that much because it's so thick. I don't. It reminds me of that shaker thickness. That's bad.
That's what she said.
If
we had a Modern Times glass.
Oh yeah. Damn. Why didn't I buy a Modern Times glass?
I have two. At home,
I was and they saying, are my prized possessions. I was like, you must have
I have two money. Modern Times and a coffee cup for Modern Times, and they are beautiful.
Ooh. Well, this 420 is nice.
No, I know. It is fucking beautiful.
Speaking of glassware, did you guys see House of Pendragon's new Steal the Glass?
No.
What is it?
It's a 20-ounce tall boy can glass.
That's been a new...
What? I have not seen these. Yeah,
it's the new trend, apparently.
Apparently. Pendragon's doing it. It must be the trend.
Well, I mean, it's like the third one I've seen. But yeah, you get your can glass and you stretch it into 20 ounces.
Okay. Yeah, I see it.
So.
Oh, I want it.
Yes. Being as this is Friday and it came out Thursday, I'm guessing I already have one. Question mark?
Well, enjoy that.
Guess what I'm doing tomorrow.
Enjoy that.
Yeah, feel free to get two more. Especially if Vanessa's there, be like, the perfect poor guys and that Matt, that is my brother.
Is she hip to us?
Oh, I'm pretty cool.
So you're cool, so we're nothing.
I think that's the one Bells likes, too. There's everybody likes Renee, but I mean, there was another girl he was talking about.
I mean, she's curly hair, black hair, okay. But yeah, it's probably
Latina.
Yes.
Okay.
But it, you know, to be fair, I I have to give her crap because she never comes down to Tioga, but her husband and his boyfriend, Brad, they both come down to Tioga all the time.
Good.
That's another joke I say.
So at least she sends representatives. Well, Brad, I don't feel like going down there. You want you guys fucking go down there.
You go here.
Brad is the brewer for House of Pendragon.
Oh, my God. There's a second brewer now.
Yeah. Brad brews with Tommy.
Wow. See, I didn't even know Brad Tommy had let somebody else in his brewing area.
I don't know if Brad is just kind of like near something and he gets the title or, I don't know what.
He locks the doors.
Yeah. Can you turn on the light switch? Okay, good.
All right, I'm good. Thanks. So, come back in 12 hours.
But no.
Go wash the hose off.
He's told me some, they have collaboration IPAs or he's allowed to do certain brews and whatnot. Because if you go in their tap room, it's no longer like, a dragon name or something. It'll just be like brown ale or, brown amber stout hoppy, they're just because they're like, we're putting out so many experimental beers that we just don't have times to make names for them.
I have a beef later on in Bincott.
Oh, it's going to be good.
So look out.
This is going to be good.
House of Pendragon beef.
Feel it already.
Coming.
So point, Brad's awesome. Vanessa's husband is awesome. Go visit Vanessa and get a couple of glasses for us.
Boom.
Name drop.
Speaking of.
Just name drop.
April 9th, Pendragon 3rd anniversary.
Yes. 3rd anniversary.
Saturday.
I think my beef has to do with that, too.
Oh, well then.
All right.
All right.
What's going on now at our third in the culture as we enjoy this Stone 420? Enjoy by.
Are we enjoying it?
I'm enjoying it. Are we really enjoying it?
No, actually, I do like this one. It's just dank enough to be.
The series is real hit and miss with me, and this one's hitting.
I'm guessing because of the 420 moniker that it's supposed to be danker than usual.
Yeah, maybe that's why it's a good one. The 420 one is always the good one.
Devastatingly dank?
Devastatingly dank. Don't mind if I do. I'm in the second pour.
Are we doing beer news?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have two things. When we get to Friday, when this podcast
right
is
now,
airing,
as we are talking,
as it is right now, Friday,
it is April Fool's. As you may know, in the past, people have
April Fool's.
There's the one video that keeps going around where the one brewery said they're releasing a beer carbonated with helium.
Sweet.
I know Stone has done a false beer advertisement before, so I'm anxious to see what happens this year. Are there going to be fake buyouts? Are there going to be fake beers? Are there going to be
Perfect Pour selling out?
Is Modern Times going to do
CBS Radio buying Perfect Pour?
$1 billion.
Is Modern Times going to do a fucking hilarious skit like they normally do with things? They're going to sell another Honda Fit or something. So I'm anxious to see what happens.
I don't think anybody's trying a buyout gag because it's just too. Because
it caused a shitstorm?
it would cause a shitstorm and it would be obvious both ways.
And as people know, this week was the state of downtown. And the mayor was kind of like, hey, this is my last one. And as you may know, Tioga attributed a beer to her. Well, we saved a keg. It was poured at this event. And so she got to try a little bit. And a popular thing for celebrities, local or not, to do is to read mean
tweets. I was totally going to talk about that.
Ah, cool. Is for them to read mean tweets. And so I have a little audio clip from our president that was there.
My.
So I don't know if this.
Our mayor, Ashley Swearingen. Reading mean tweets about her. I should have done a mean tweet about her.
So I'll see if this one can be audible.
Mr. Chucklebutt.
What?
As Chucklebutt says, the mayor is an idiot. I bet the beer tastes just like her. Hollow and empty. Well, Mr. Chucklebutt, I have just one response for you, and that is that you can knock me, but you can't knock my beer. So, Mr. Chucklebutt, here's to you.
So she just defended Tioga.
Yeah, you could knock the mayor, but you can't knock the beer attributed to her. And I was like, cheers to that.
That was a good beer.
The swear. Oh, you had some?
Well, preview of my Bangkok.
Oh, okay.
A lot of
okay.
shit's going to go down in Bangkok. Everyone stick around.
Because Fresnes. So, yeah, Fresnes, I don't know if that's a thing, but the city of Fresno has the stated downtown, and every year since I've been going to it, they've had craft beer at the event, and it happens to be the only brewery downtown. Well, second.
Yeah, no. It is the only brewery downtown.
Oh, it is, huh?
Dun, 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 dun. The news that Matt wouldn't tell anyone last week is that Full Circle is closed.
Closed.
Yes.
Not closing, but closed.
No, like supposedly they have a show on the second.
Closed.
But I have seen a moving van out in the back alley, and we've all heard rumors. And
I found out about that, I didn't even know that they had a new brewer there, a newish, like a third guy. Because I didn't even know.
Well, I know there was a couple of older guys. There was Kenny, and I didn't know of anybody else beyond that.
I was told at this Fresnes event, somebody told me there was a newer guy that was there that had been there. But I forget why it was closing. But
allegedly they were going to move to Hanford at one time, and then there's all kinds of different.
It's
stories.
Once you're inside, it's a cool building.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, it's just one of the worst spots ever. It's just like...
It's literally on the other side of the tracks.
Yeah. It is like the Central Valley's center for homelessness around it. So it's like, that's pretty difficult to overcome as a business, especially when you're open inconsistently. So, it'd be neat to see them go somewhere more accessible than that spot, but...
Well, I mean, that's the toss-up. It's if it was just a production brewery and the beer was hosted elsewhere, that would help them. Yeah. But like Mikey said, that is a beautiful building, and it is, you know, that's the terrible part.
Yep.
It could be a good brewery and not a good venue, or you know, if the part of town was better, it'd be the perfect venue.
Mm-hmm. It is like if that building was in the Tower District. It would blow up every night. It would be packed. I mean, it's just the worst spot for a building.
From what I've heard, I heard Kenny has his own thing going on, and I heard that the couple of the owners, the other two guys, they're a little bit older, and it's just kind of like they've done their thing, and you know, Kevin had made it sound like they're ready to walk off into the sunset. They're not.
Yeah.
They're just more or less washing their hands with it, no particular reason.
Okay.
So that's just what it was explained to me by Kevin. So
that might have been, I forget. I was drinking when somebody told me. Okay, yeah. I will go with that for sure.
Totally listening to you, bro.
So I don't know. Anyways.
Well, there's your local news.
Yeah.
Every week we have a closure to talk about, apparently. Das Beer House, close. Beer of the People, close. Full Circle, close.
What was it? Craig Sharton, he gave a shout out to Sackbutt today.
Sackbutt?
So Sackbutt is a brewery. It's called Sackbutt Brewing and Barrel Works, WERKZ.
Oh, yeah, because you can't spell things properly. Day and age.
Barrel Works is Firestone, so if you have to be careful in spelling, I would assume, because Firestone seems to be a little bit bigger than Nano.
Duval might come get you.
But I can't remember what exactly the context was. He's all, but blah, 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 and Sackbutt will be on draft, the Fresno smallest brewery that you might not even know it exists, and sure enough, if you go search...
they're right.
Sackbutt, Sackbutt. If you search it on Facebook, it does pop up, and it looks like it's another little storage facility brewing, kind of like
Sackbutt in Fresno. That sounds like a Sacramento.
Yeah,
yeah. So But it, they exist, and they're hoping to be on draft in places. And they seem to be more...
they need to work on their marketing.
They seem to be more... I don't want to like put them in a niche, but it seemed like more old world or European-style beers. All
right. That would be something, something probably Fresno needs, something different to change a pace like that.
So, next.
Next, Nick.
Next. Where are we at?
Culture. We are just in.
Have we crafted out loud yet?
New marketing campaign from Tioga Sequoia. Craft out loud. Look for the commercials on your local Facebooks.
Stone is disappointing me.
Not from their barrel aged Arrogant Bastard.
And besides that, they're giving the axe to the smoked porter.
What?
Oh. Dun, dun, dun.
Chop. Chop, chop. Brum, brum,
brum, brum. You have been chopped.
That just upset me.
I'm serious. Me too.
Aw. You upset.
Oh, Matt. See, I didn't do it. Stone did it.
No, I'm blaming you, bro.
Stone.
It probably could have disappeared, and I probably could have forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
But now you brought my attention to it.
Publicly announcing it hurts feelings. It's one of their oldest beers, apparently. I had no idea. I thought this was some new concoction. And it's 20 years old.
Oh, I totally knew that.
96 to came out with this beer. Can't believe
you didn't know that, bro.
That's what's fucking with my brain right now is 96 was 20 years ago.
Yeah. I have been legally driving for 20 years now.
You just revealed your age. Ha ha.
But how long were you?
I'm helping.
How long were you illegally driving?
No, we don't. Probably.
You don't really have to answer
before that.
That.
So sad face because the smoked vanilla bean porter was one of the first beers that made me fall in love with Stone because Arrogant Bastard was just so damn evil.
Evil. It's a bastard, dude.
It's a bastard.
Bastard.
Bastards.
So arrogant and so such a bastard. Arrogant.
Yeah, such a turnoff by Arrogant Bastard. And then they bring out this smoked porter with vanilla bean and it's wonderful. And now we'll never see it again.
Perfect pour in search of any smoked porter you can find. Please send.
No.
Don't do that.
I mean, sure.
We'll just end up with the chili pepper.
Bitter Brewer wants it. That's fine.
Which is still acceptable.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay.
It's no vanilla bean.
Okay.
Though.
It's
so, okay. What? No more black IPA and no more smoked? Is there another one they axed?
A lot of no modes.
The Self-Righteous, which was the black IPA.
Oh, yes,
They axed that.
And then they revamped Pale to Pale 2.0 and...
IPA.
Yeah. And Ruination. Didn't Ruination get the axe, or did they keep
it? Oh, yeah, Rune 10?
Rune 10.
Wasn't that one they redid? I don't know.
Something.
Fuck,
something,
I can't... They have so many beers. Something
axing beers, making people sad.
Those guys... Just, hey, Matt, I just want to let you know, Stone, Indie, independent. They're still independent. Greg wanted me to pass on the news to you.
We just got a tweet right now.
Stone is still independent.
Mm-hmm.
All right, just so you know.
I didn't forget.
Okay, well, do you need him to do a commercial for you? Or
no,
you
I'm pretty sure he already did.
He can craft a new one. Like, you need to... Because it's been a couple weeks. You're like, what's going on with Stone? Are they still independent? I haven't heard from Greg in a couple weeks.
We need like a stock ticker for like indie versus buyout.
Stone, still independent. Stone Brewing, still independent. Trading at 5.5.
Greg doesn't change. He's the same guy where he has his clear frame glasses pulled up on his hair. And he has the shirt with the second button down.
Ooh,
the cargo shorts with the flip-flops.
That second button down means you're open for business, bro.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying? Whoa. Like, whatever.
Whatever. We're so down.
He never changed. He's the same guy.
It's a cool dude, bro.
Is you is or is you ain't my constituents.
Right. Well, are we culturally filled up or do we still have more? Do we still need more culture up in our lives?
Culturally filled up. Oh, and I guess if anybody cares that's not in California and been having Stone for the last 15 years, they are expanding. They want all 50 states.
All 50 states.
We want all the states.
Yeah, I think they just went into Arkansas this week.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh? They're not in, like, I've assumed they're in everywhere.
They will not settle.
But they finally went in Arkansas. Until so every, you're welcome, Fayetteville.
Everybody has state Stone. All the arrogant bastard all the time.
Everybody can be the arrogant and bastards. Hey, if you see the barrel-aged arrogant bastard, Kentucky bourbon barrel-aged, go ahead and get it.
We're recommending. I got a last piece of culture.
All right. Wedge it in, bro.
So,
Bert, last piece of culture before we put on Led Zeppelin and go take a pee?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So, Bert is currently in Colorado.
Bert.
Approving Bert. A design Bert. For Tioga, which is a pretty fucking cool reason to be in Colorado right now.
Yeah.
And he said he's at the Colorado Keg House. They only service Colorado beers.
Wow.
And in this photo, there is over...
Barrel Age Blue Moon.
There is over 40 taps.
Well, yeah.
In this... And a microwave. In this photo.
And the microwave.
Whatever that, you know.
Just in case you need a Hot Pocket warmed up with your bourbon barrel age. Your...
But I literally
this is good, but you know what it'd pair well with? Oh, I wish I had a hot damn hot pocket right now.
You guys got any bagel bites?
Oh, bagel bites. Totino's pizza rolls, please.
Yeah.
Love a pocket. No, can I get a lean pocket instead?
Ooh, the lean
pocket. Get the fuck out of my bar.
Can I get a lean pocket and a Michelob 64?
You got any Canadian bacon and goat cheese?
Yeah, they get an ultra.
Is that
do, you Michelob, do you have any Michelob Ultra Light?
Oh. I forgot that's a thing.
Michelob Ultra Light.
Yeah, dude, because like, if you want that whole 100 calories of Michelob Ultra.
Oh, no, you got to have 98 and a half calories.
Shut it down, bro.
Yeah.
But I asked him in a mall, there's all these beers, and I know when he was in a niche market in a mall, ask him if they know what 805 is.
Oh, wow.
Good
little test.
Territorial.
Good test.
And his response was, let's see here. The people I talked to here never heard of it.
Oh!
Firestone, you're not doing your job.
Duval, we're get on the ball, bros.
Prestige worldwide. Why?
805, man.
So they had Left Hand Nitro Milk Stout on draft, nice. But they had never heard of 805. Good. And I was just
what's
like,
this
wow.
world coming to? See, Colorado really is the East Coast.
Yep, there's like, they might as well be in fucking Europe.
Might as well.
Get east of Nevada, you're like
across the pond, eh?
Yeah, so Bert's across the pond. Fuck. Did he get a passport?
Yeah, do you have to have a passport to go that far?
That's why you can get pot in Colorado. It's like a fucking different country.
Might as well be Europe.
What the fuck?
Knocking on Russia's door.
So 805 doesn't reach out to Colorado. Apparently.
Knock, knock, knocking on Russia's door.
Yeah. Voicemails, unless we have culture still.
I could tangent on that Axl Rose thing tangent. If you want.
Oh, that he's gonna be AC/DC singer now.
Okay, we're gonna tangent.
He wants an
here we go. Oh,
he
I'm
wants
gonna
an
go the,
arugula and prosciutto hot pocket.
I'm gonna go to the fridge for. While you tangent.
Can I get a caramelized onion and brie hot pocket?
At all the new AC/DC auditions before they found the amazing Axl Rose. First there was Back in Black. Here's the sack. They knew I'm glad to be back inside.
This is Bob Dylan auditioning for AC/DC.
Cause I'm back.
I actually kind of like that.
Is that Jim Brewer?
Yes. So he does his impressions.
Jim Brewer is the best, actually.
Here's another one that you guys made.
Danzig, you gotta start off because I can't. Dirty Black and Blair. Black and Blair. Oh, Black and Blair.
It's Danzig.
Dirty, what you said? Dirty Black and Blair. Dirty Black and Blair. Shame on Black.
That's then, brilliant.
Let's see. We'll do one more.
He's a thunder chief now. Thunder chief.
That's Metallica singing.
Oh, I was thinking Rob Zombie.
Could be Rob Zombie. So... Yeah, Jim Brewer did different people auditioning for AC/DC.
All right.
Other than Axl Rose.
He predicted it, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Back in black. Ooh, I'm back in black.
Axl, is that you?
Wasn't that the Vince Neil one? He did that one, too. But it sounded just like that.
That was more Vince Neil than Axel.
Oh, man. No, maybe I should work on my Vince Neil then.
Of course, that's, you know, what it's like tasting things in beer once it's suggested to you.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's all you hear.
Yeah, you're like, no, that's Vince Neil. Oh, yeah, now I hear Vince Neil.
Mm-hmm. Vince Neil does need something to do now that the crew's retired.
Yeah, they're illegally retired.
Yeah.
Jim Brewer did. If you want to know what Vince Neil sounds like in AC/DC, Jim Brewer took care of that for you. So just look it up.
So we don't have to listen to Mikey sing anymore, is what you're saying?
Way better. Way better, bro. Well, it also is way better is our voicemail line.
Oh, yeah.
559-492-0542. That is where you can converse with other listeners of The Perfect Pour while we listen to you talk to and leave messages for other listeners. It's the best part. Everything's the best part. So let's all sit back, get ready as the listeners take over, and we just chill and have fun listening to you guys.
Take pee breaks and such.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
Uh-oh.
The White Label Apocalypse is so fucking good.
Whoa.
Thank you, Paul.
Not even an introduction anymore?
We know it's Paul.
He's getting sloppy in his old age.
Just Liam Neeson does. Quickly, there's no time.
Is the White Label the one same Get as in. The Green Label? Is that the same one?
Oh, you think that's what he's considering?
Well, we've had the Green Label and the
white background. Label.
With the white background. With like, is there something different? Is there a third one? Because there's the black, all black. That will knock you on your shit. And the one I would.
Yeah, we think wouldn't was know because you drank that. On
yeah, I drank it before I came to the performance.
We don't know.
Sorry, bro. Yeah. And the green, I would think, but maybe he's referencing that one because that is a good one. I don't know. Thanks, Paul.
Well, or not Paul.
Or somebody,
mystery caller.
Somebody that's trying to be Paul.
Guys, do you hear this?
Got it?
That's so 90s shit. You're listening to it. Actually, it's
890s
stuff, but it's on the same station that plays mostly 90s stuff.
Okay.
So, you know, not always listening to Selena Gomez.
Yeah, right, Scotty.
You know, turn this shit off. Anyway, Tony Bad pointed out that 21st Amendment has a triple IPA called the Mighty Quinn.
Oh.
And you know what? Good for them. I've never had it. It's not a triple IPA either. It's not. It's a triple IPA. Mine, which has not been burst yet, I haven't burst it yet, is going to be dry hopped not once, not twice, not thrice, not four times, not, okay, actually, yes, five times.
Yeah.
Five dry hopping. In my quintuple IPA, plus
five. Why not six?
At least 15% ABV. So I think my beer is going to earn the right to be called the Mighty Quinn. I guess I'm gonna have to go to San Francisco to have theirs because I ain't seen no 21st Amendment triple IPA much point around here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they have it on the coast or something, but they don't have it here. I would have seen that shit. The Mighty Quinn is an awesome name. But I'm just a home brewer anyway. I can name whatever I want. I can name my beer Lagunitas IPA if I wanted to.
Wow. Nice.
Who's going to say anything?
Do it.
Lagunitas going to sue me?
Yeah.
Unlikely. I'm selling it. Anyway, that's when I point it out. And hopefully someday I get to have a beer with Tony Bags.
Right.
I do that.
Me too.
I do.
I hope that too.
And hey, don't be slacking on the Perfect Four get together, meet and greet,
right.
Whatever.
Right.
Okay?
All right.
Get on that.
You're not supposed to forget with? About that.
Got it.
He
just called.
Gotta be.
Gotta be.
You're staying on top of that. That's good. That's good. You got to. I mean, just talk to producer Becky. Like, if you want Mike to do something, you got to fucking keep yelling at him, and then eventually he'll relent and do it.
Really, Holmes. Check it out. Can you be here, eh?
Okay, what's up,
Perfect Four? Really? I'm not even going to tell you what I've been drinking. I've been challenged by Paul.
Uh-oh.
About naming the what's it called? This is the Scotty B quintuple, is it?
Yeah.
Orale.
Hey, Mighty Quinn.
Hey, Paul, you got nothing on me, is it? You ain't got nothing.
No.
What is that? A quintuple IPA, is it? At 15%, Holmes? Check it out, Holmes. I don't even know what to do, Holmes. You ain't got nothing on me, is it? Check it out. This is what I'm going to call it, eh? Quinceañera.
Yes.
Damn it.
That's it.
That guy has...
Holmes, that was a mic drop, is it?
Oh,
walking away.
That guy that has a knack for naming beers,
man.
I tell you.
Quinceañera. That is fucking brilliant.
Damn it.
Especially if it's 15%.
Oh!
Shouldn't it be 16%?
I thought quinceañeras were 15.
I think
well, quinceañera is when 14. You're 16.
Oh, 16. Maybe
so I guess a quinceañera would be 15.
Oh,
okay,
man.
I see where you're going.
That's fucking brilliant.
I see it.
Well, now's the time since we in between the voicemails because you know voicemails are long. We need a beer. You gotta have a beer.
Can't go dry.
Everyone, open a beer. We'll open a beer.
Never going dry to voicemails.
It's a little dry over here.
I love gold. Look at this. The Nick 80 here. Donated this to the show.
Looks like a Carl Strauss label. Speaking of which, Kelly was at Fresyes.
Oh, I missed her, man.
Yeah. She was even there with her Maja and her Faja.
A Maja Faja.
Mama Daddy.
What's glass. Going around?
Smells.
From left to right, if your podcast out, Carl Strauss's Hoppy. No. Aurora Hopialis.
Delaware.
What?
Hey, I'm in Delaware.
Aurora, Illinois?
Oh, okay.
Get Aurora Hopialis.
Vaguely.
San Diego style.
This has been a looking out for a beer for me.
Look at how arrogant these San Diegans are getting.
Oh, my gosh.
San Diego style IPA.
Yeah. Whoa!
They're claiming they have their own style of IPA.
I wouldn't.
Do you believe this?
Whatever. No.
Oh, what's the ABV? Quick, somebody.
Oh, wait. Yeah, let's do, da-da-da-da, guess that, ABV.
Any guesses?
I'm going to say 6.5.
6.8.
And the closest without going over is the Bearded Brewer.
What?
7%.
Ah, damn it.
I was floating between 6.8 and 7.2, so.
There you go.
Hmm.
Oh, another LinkedIn endorsement for ABV skills for the Bearded Brewer.
I will endorse your ABV skills on LinkedIn, Bearded Brewer.
This is probably the most hoppiest thing I've ever had from Carl Strauss.
It's a nice beer.
You've never had a Tower 10.
Is there a date on that? Does Carl put dates on their beer? On their bottles?
8/54/04/16?
See if you can, your industry, figure it out.
Yeah. Decode this.
Decode.
Call Robert Langdon.
Well, 16 has to mean 2016, but the the 04 is what I'm confused about.
Is this beer from the future?
Holy shit, it's future beer.
Future beer.
Well, I mean, Marty from Flybright bring this back?
Yo, Doc!
Who wins the World Series? Did the Cubs win the World Series this year?
Ding! I just put money on the Mets.
The Mets. Mets isn't a bad bet this year.
I don't know. I don't know their coding system. Everybody uses something different.
Damn it. Kelly, tell us your... Reveal your secrets, Kelly, as we listen to more voicemails.
Perfect Four! Hey, this is Florida Steve.
Florida Steve!
What's going on, guys?
We've been drinking your beer,
good
bro.
News. Your growler should be there very soon.
Yeah, we're promised.
Monday. I also wanted to wish you guys a happy Easter. Hope you guys have a great Easter.
We did,
and
we did.
Spend it well with your families. Just got back from the Due South Brewing Company.
Damn it.
With a friend of mine. We sampled some of their stuff. I had their brand new red ale, which is what they call Curse of the Irish Red Ale.
Peter Brewer wants that brewery.
Malty with some very sweet fruit notes. I was actually very surprised. I think it's a better red ale than what Funky Buddha's got available with their Forget About It red ale.
Forget about it.
Also, I got a couple days ago, got your bottle of 88 Shilling Scotch Ale. It is in my refrigerator aging. I will probably send that out in a few months. I'm going to let it age before I send it out to you guys.
We didn't want to have to pay for that aging.
Hopefully it'll taste pretty good and not be the big alcohol burn that I've seen reviews on it. Also, when I got the bottle, I got a 4-pack of Due South, Cafe Olé Espresso Porter. This is a great beer. I had it at the brewery. Last time I had it, I had it at the brewery, and it was delicious. First time having it out of the can, and you know what? You couldn't even tell that it was out of the can. It tastes just as good as it was out of the tap. But that's really it.
The
beers I've had this week. Kind of jealous that you guys are getting that beer from Chew Your Beer. I wish I was closer that I could get some of that stuff because the way that he hit, the amount of passion that he puts in the thing that he's so excited that he bottled it. I wish I could get a bottle of it. So, cheers, guys. And I hope you enjoy the straight out Boynton White IPA that's coming your way. And I will talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Cheers for the Steve, man.
Cheerses.
Thanks for all the beers lately, brah. As we sit and enjoy our beers, just hang out, listen to voicemails.
Guys, can you hear me?
Uh-oh, Scotty B.
Not driving.
You think he's drunk? Nope. Think he's drunk?
We're drinking.
Yep.
And I am in a motel room in Stockton.
Yeah.
Which means I'm missing Kelly. One of these days I'll see her, but...
Oh, everybody missing Kelly.
Anyway, I'm drinking this Stone Pataskala Red X IPA. I picked it up at my Rochelle on my way out of town. And I'm like, hey, I love red IPAs. And, you know, Stone has been known to make some really good hoppy beers. This one, it's a good beer, but it says that it's ridiculous. Let me read this. Massively dry hopped deep crimson IPA. Massively dry hopped? Are you kidding me?
Uh-oh.
This beer can't be that old.
Don't claim shit.
It says drink fresh. I'm looking for a date on it. Well, anyway, I can't find a date on it. Maybe it's one. This is my fourth one. It's good. It's good. Don't get me wrong. I won't stop drinking it. But massively dry hopped? Really? Eric's Evil Twin Red IPA is way more dry hopped than this, way more aromatic than this. That's a really good red IPA right there. Stone, I think I'm going to have to write Stone another angry email. I never told you this. I don't think I told you this. But when they announced that they weren't going to make Sublime and Self-Righteous anymore, I wrote them such an angry email. I told them that I was going to poison their followers against them, and I told them that I know a little something about being a spiteful, vindictive person because of all my ex-girlfriends that I've had that are spiteful and vindictive. And I just went on and on. It was like a horrific rant. And I was like, you know, the next day after I sobered up, the next day, I was like, you know what? I don't want to get blackballed because I want to work in the brewing industry. I don't want to be known as this guy that's all spiteful and shit because he stopped making my beer. So I emailed them back saying, hey, I'm sorry about that. I was just upset. Hope you understand. And they responded to the second one saying, hey, your first email is why we love you as a fan because you're so passionate. You don't have to be sorry. It's okay. But don't worry. This is going to be black and joy by since I haven't gotten it. I'm trying to keep this short because I know my time's running out. Anyway, keep up the great work. And I'm drinking.
I'm drinking. It's got to be. I like that Stone acknowledged, like, because his first email sounded very stony. And I like that they came back with, we liked your first email better. Like,
wow.
I like that. See?
Unapologetic.
See, just hey, Bitter Brewer, this just in. Stone. Independent, still independent. Just want to let you know. Greg has just texted me. He said, at this moment, very independent. So, just one, so you know.
Homing pigeon just landed with
the
note.
The ant crawling under my microphone is more interesting than what you just said.
Oh. Wow. Voicemails. We're still hanging out.
Really, the perfect pour.
Oh, chew is back.
What I've been drinking, this is modern times. Universal
Friday. Lame.
It's okay, Holmes.
What? Yeah. I don't need that shit.
Like Dos Equis, I say, with like cheap grape wine in there. I say, I don't really like it, but
put that in your own tap. Very good. Another one, please.
Let me see. El Segundo, I say.
El Segundo.
I left my wallet in El Segundo.
Orale,
Holmes, check it out. What was it?
Gotta
get power plant, eh? That shit was fucking good. A triple IPA, you see? Damn. Oh, can you hear that, is it? I'm kissing my fingers, eh? That shit was good, is it? Sweet, tangy, very hoppy, eh? Not bitter at all. The IBUs were, I guess they were high, but I didn't taste them. That shit was bomb, is it? Another beer, is it? Check it out. Transplant Brewing Company, Palmdale.
Okay.
California, eh? This is like over where I'm at, but like kind of like in the country, homes. Like I kind of got to grab
desert.
Like fucking 30 minutes up a hill, and there's nothing on either side. This is like the fucking desert. But anyways, home transplant, new brewery. I think they just opened in January, homes. Right now, I'm drinking a Filbert, homes. I bought a crowler. This Filbert is a hazelnut chocolate porter, homes. It's not bad. It's good, but. The reason why I went over there is to check it out. Peep show, Holmes. They made a stout out of peeps, Holmes. You know the little fucking chicks that you buy for Easter, is it? The little marshmallow ones that are colorful? The fucking my favorite candy, eh?
Yeah.
Oh.
I love them.
They made a
I
stout
peeps.
With that shit, is it? The fucking stout, Holmes. Check it out.
That.
Thick, gooey, marshmallowy.
Gooey. Yes,
and it
gooey.
Tastes like a peep, Holmes.
This episode is
it's
gooey.
It like you ground it up a fucking peep and you pour some coffee. Oh my God, that thing was bomb. Bay.
I want to try that.
Holmes.
I love peeps.
Yippee-ki-yay, Holmes.
Worth the trip, I said. I ain't gonna lie to you. Worth the trip. And guess what? I bought a fucking crowler. It's in my fridge, I said. And guess what? I'm gonna drink that shit tomorrow.
On Thursday.
Nice. Anyways, Holmes, check it out. Also, there's a care package on the way yesterday. Nothing but chocotazo, Holmes.
Yes, so, chocotazo.
There's one for you, Mikey.
Yes.
There's one for Nick.
Yes.
There's one for Matt.
Yes.
Is it Matt?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
There's a brewer.
Bitter Brewer,
man. Holmes. And also, I sent one for Scotty, Holmes.
Dang.
So, Scotty, you
gotta
got chocotazo coming to you. And there's a fifth bottle.
Uh-oh.
But that's for Dork. And they say, and that fucking email says it. That fucking was funny, Holmes.
Dork down.
That shit was fucking hilarious.
Oh,
he likes
cut him off, dude.
Down.
See, he went too long. Don't go too long, bro. Don't go too long. Our voicemail line doesn't like it.
Orly, Holmes, I just called by to say bye. Orly, hate to watch you. Peace out.
Peace out.
Hit the watch.
Peace out.
Something.
Oh, no.
Something watch.
Chew is still what around.
The perfect four to you beer here, eh? Check it out,
again,
eh?
I'll
tell you. My last phone call for the week, eh?
Yeah.
Run that one. Check it out. I was at McLeod's this on Friday, homes.
Mm-hmm.
Just hanging out with my little sister.
With the and smelling homes, distance.
Check it out. They usually get a food truck, eh? So I went like to the food truck yesterday to get some food, you know, because that's what you do at a food truck. You get food, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, they had pizza, New York style pizza. That shit was bomb, eh?
Dude,
thin. They didn't have nothing on it. It was just like a thin bread crust, and a little bit of sauce and cheese.
Love New York style.
But that shit was the best pizza I've ever had. It's a
kick Chicago style's ass.
It's the Pizza Hut and Domino's, eh? They ain't got nothing on you, eh? Orale, home, check it out. I'm ordering my pizza, right? And there's a lady. I know the lady, Holmes. I know that's Alice's wife. She's the co-owner of McLeod Holmes. And as I'm paying this, I turn around and I say, "Hello, how are you?" And she goes, "Wait a minute. I think I know you." She goes, "You're Chew Your Beer. Are you Chew?"
What?
She says it like this, Holmes. "Are you Chew?" And Holmes, I just started laughing. Day to me, it was like, "What? What are they? How do you know?" She says, "I heard the podcast." She said, "I heard the podcast when you called in and you talked about McLeod and you drank my beer. And that was really nice of you."
What the
kind of
fuck?
Hard to talk like the way she did because the way I talk is it. But just think of it as a girl voice is it. But she's like, "I really appreciate what you're doing. You're a girl, you know, we need more people like you, you know. Thank you." And actually, she gave me a couple pranks free at home.
What?
Free of charge, I said. But the cool thing
is,
I went there, I took some chocotazo for her husband to try, right? Because I talked to him about what I was doing, I said. And after everybody left home, we popped open a few bottles because I kind of took like 8 bottles, I said. So we opened them and fucking loved them, eh? So I don't know, man. Maybe they'll take my recipe. I don't know. But one of the homes, it was just pretty cool that she listens to your podcast. So
holy shit.
Just to let you know, Holmes, and crazy. I'm going to send her a thank you. And that was pretty cool. You know, it's like I'm famous. What are they, Holmes? like I'm not cheating my ring status, but what are they? That's all I wanted to say, Holmes. So that was pretty cool, right? I guess she, from all the spamming that I do on Twitter, Holmes, and when I go there and talk to Alistair, I guess she found out and she downloaded the podcast. So there you go, man. You got another listener, eh? What are you? I do what you. Peace out, Holmes.
Peace out, Chew. Made it right on a 3-minute mark.
So did I hear everything? Did I hear that correctly? All of us, including Scotty, are getting a beer except Florida Steve?
Yeah, Florida Steve really wants one. Yeah, how like this is costing Chew a lot of money, sending all this chocotazo everywhere. So yeah, come to Fresno if you want some chocotazo. We've got it. All the podcasts and we've got your chocotazo right here. But that's fucking rad, dude. The owner of McLeod recognized Chew Your Beer.
You Chew.
Hey,
you're Chew, right?
You're Chew, right? I just that's like pretty much the coolest stuff ever.
Smallest world.
I love that stuff. That's so much
crazy though to get recognized by Thank your you, voice. Chew.
Hey, Perfect Four Podcast, James.
James from Bakersfield.
I'm calling in, say hi. See how you guys are all doing.
What's up? We're doing good, man.
Who's good?
Called in, so
it's good.
Just wanted to say the last handful of episodes have been really good.
Uh-oh.
Thank you. Thank you, James.
Anyway, other than that,
you make me
just interested to see what all you guys have been drinking on lately. I recently was given a 4-pack of Daisy Cutter Pale Ale from
that's Half a good
Acre
beer.
Brewery out of Chicago. My sister had a little school trip to Chicago, able to get a little bit of beer from her, which that's always awesome. A little bit sad I didn't make it to Fresno yet, man. I've heard really good things about it.
Jerk.
Stuff came up and I couldn't make it. I heard Mikey was there. Saw Matt Buffle picture of Matt working all stressed out.
Yep, that sounds right.
And other than that, just excited for the new podcast. Oh, I recently started following Chew Your Beer on Twitter. I don't know why. I thought he was going to look different. He's like a pretty cool dude. He's pretty funny. Anyway, keep up the good work. Didn't really have anything important to call about. Just wanted to say what's up. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Thanks, James. James Bakersfield, the rep to go to in Bakersfield. And that is the voicemails. 559-492-0542 is our voicemails line. Voicemails line. It's always good to get it in before late Wednesday night, Pacific time. Said. Just an FYI.
Maybe he didn't expect Chew Your Beer to have a beard.
Oh,
but he does have one.
Oh, yeah. So. Oh, my. Well, now we to celebrate our voicemail segment, we need a new beer.
To celebrate.
And
a successful voicemail.
This is an important beer here, so I'm going to let Bearded Brewer.
I don't think we could let that one go much longer.
Super, no, we do not. That is a super important, muy importante. I'm going to let you finish.
The opener that Greg sent us is going to open this beer.
Ooh.
Ready?
Yeah.
22 ounces.
I love gold.
Oh my gosh. Dang.
Uh-oh. Oh, he's taking all the aroma.
He's huffing all the aroma.
Stop huffing the aroma, Bearded Roar.
# artisan
that
aroma.
That is an aroma beer.
Artisan aromas.
I'm not going to stop pouring this beer.
Whoops, I used my big glass. Hey, that was me.
Well, sorry, bro.
Man.
Man. I turned it down.
You're so upset that you turned off my brother's mic.
Nick can no longer talk.
Okay.
No.
Who wants this beer next? Fight to the death.
Give it to Mikey. Mikey deserves the second, third pour.
So, donation from a guy that's not normally in the LA-ish area.
Yeah, Bearded got top pour.
We got a motherfucking Citraholic donated to us by Tony Bags.
From Beachwood Brewing, Long Beach, California. My old stomping grounds.
I actually got a text message from Tony, and he was just like, hey, by the way, I'm having a friend drop off some things.
Brace yourselves.
And it was one of those days at the beer garden where I was typing away at the computer, and it was just like everybody was pulling me off my computer. I couldn't get anything done. And so finally somebody's all... so-and-so is here to see you. And I was like, I don't have time. And they're all, but they have stuff for you. And I was like, okay, let me go. And I run out and she's like, here's the Central Coast Brewing and a Citraholic. And I was like, thank you. And I kind of froze there for a second. And, yeah, you know.
Oh, my gosh. One of the all-time beers, Citraholic.
How is this? I mean,
The aroma is weird. There's something.
It's dinky.
There's
dang,
something
dang,
familiar.
Dang.
I guess that's what it is. It's familiar.
familiar.
And weird.
I think it's the Warrior. Because we know what Citra tastes like. Columbus, Tomahawk, we know what those taste like. We know what Simcoe tastes like, but it must be that Warrior.
Like
Warrior Hop, huh?
The Warrior must be the one that gets a little green smelling.
Yeah, this is definitely green.
In my
green.
Opinion. It's kind of, I don't want to say onion-y, but.
Well, see, now I'm tasting onion. Tasting onion dip.
Onion
Ooh,
dip.
Ooh, French onion dip?
Yep, French onion dip.
I'm okay with that.
I love it.
Bag original Lay's.
I made sure we had that. We hosted Easter, and I had three things going of brown French onion dip, and they were all gone. Everybody loves it. There's nobody that doesn't want that.
French onion dip and some... They could be wavy or regular, but original Lay's.
Yeah.
Straight up.
We had Ruffles. I used Ruffles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the ridges. You want the ridges.
You could taste the ridges.
Oh, this is excellent. This is different. This is different from the Citraholics I've had in the past.
I would say so.
I got to say, I'm kind of disappointed. I thought you weren't going to like this. And
I like it. It's not the same as the citrus isn't there for me. It's just so dank. It's the dank is there, but the citrus is not there.
Citrus, tropical, melon, and gooseberry.
There's a wee bit 0420 left if you guys want to do a side by side.
I would say the Citraholic is way more green in 420 aspect than 420 was.
There it is. There's the side by. Oh. Emilio.
I would pour this Citraholic.
On your salad?
I was going to say double-double, but salad's kind of the same thing, right?
Yeah,
you leave my double-double alone.
Grass-fed beef, right? So the cows are eating the grass. That's salad. So it's, beef is pretty much salad.
Yeah, basically.
Basically.
Yeah, in a basic
sense. Yeah, I could put some Citraholic in my salad. That's cool.
There you go. Salad bar. Popolo's, new salad dressing, Citraholic.
Don't talk about Popolo's.
We must have hope.
The fucking Fresnin reported that they could be closed 4 to 6 months. And they kind of hadn't updated their Facebook page. And so I posted the Fresnin link to the last comment. And Popolo's actually commented on my comment. And they're all, it could be true, but we're hoping to figure it out. And I was like, fucking Fresnin said it here first. But I'm hoping.
Thanks for pumping my shit out.
You're welcome. I did see that.
I
hope tens of people went to your blog because I posted on Popolo's page.
That's actually accurate.
A little bump in the.
A little bump. I got a little bump there.
A little.
I do check my stats religiously. I will not lie. Thefresnin.com if you want local blogging nerd news.
And we do.
Wow. Beechwood, Citraholic. Amazing. It's good, but different.
Somebody actually went to Beechwood and got a Beechwood bottle, which is almost unheard of.
That's true.
Oh, by the way, Jake from State Farm is going to LA for other reasons and beer reasons. Well, actually, they're all beer reasons. But he asked me, is there anything you
want? Beer reasons.
He said, is there anything you want while you're in LA? And I was like, well... Well, if you get me a LA bottle,
LA's starting to get a lot of stuff. To
I was like, if you get me a bottle from Noble, I'll be cool. But if you happen to get me a Beechwood, I'd be excited. Yeah.
Something from Beechwood. But,
I wasn't trying to be too particular, but I was like,
don't go to the brewery because they won't have any bottles there. Go somewhere else.
Oh no! Also, they're going to offer you a growler. Who wants a growler? Nobody wants growlers.
All right. Been caught tricking. Everyone, open up your Untappd. Check out what you've been doing in the past week drinking beer. And I am Dorktown on Untappd if you'd like to friend me. The Nick 80, are you prepared to reveal what you've been caught drinking? The Nick 80 on Untappd.
Quite possibly. So I leave the house. For Gazebo Gardens once again.
Oh, wait,
because it's patio season here in Fresno. So we have 2.5 month window of epic patio weather.
And, yep.
And so Gazebo Gardens is probably the most epic patio in Fresno, being that it's a nursery and a beer garden.
Did you say hi to Doug when you were there?
No, I'm very afraid of him. So I say, it's like soup kitchen. I just order my beer and step aside and put my tip in the jar.
I'm surprised he doesn't go, I've seen a guy that kind of looks like you.
No, there is no conversation between us. It is, can I help you? Beer, I'll take that beer. Here's my money. Here's my tip. Thank you, sir. Move along. I'm going to Taco to eat a burrito now.
I mean, he could shoot you from 300 yards away.
Exactly where the fear comes from.
But he is one of the most humble people that I've ever known.
I'm not willing to test that theory.
Okay.
So anyways, back to my being caught drinking.
Sorry.
Yeah, come on, bro.
Yeah, we got business to handle.
Yeah, here. Business.
Business.
Black Markets brown ale.
Oh.
Is very tasty.
Black and Markets Brown.
Didn't know they made a brown. I haven't seen that,
yeah.
Brown ale on tap.
On tap.
On tap even. Nice little chocolatey brown ale they have Also, Anderson Valley's Blood Orange Goza. That was in the can.
In the can.
In the can.
He said in the can.
And what's a day without an Old Rasputin? I mean, come on now. Let's not be silly here.
Not a very good day.
Not a very good day.
Could have been better.
And then we had Easter beers. Easter Beerney. The Easter Beerney left me some beers. We had an Otis from Ninkasie.
Mm-hmm.
A barrel-aged Black Butte.
Check.
Porter 26.
Check.
Which was from 2015, so it was a year old. Backwoods Bastard from Founders. And a standard crude Imperial Stout from El Segundo.
Oh, standard crude Imperial Stout. Did you get that fig?
Yes.
Figging it up.
Oh, my.
Those are my Easter beers.
Easter beers. Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. Bearded Brewer 87.
I had some pretty basic beers this past week. I didn't get too crazy.
Hashtag basic beers.
Hashtag basic beers. Hashtag, I mean, Black Tuesday. Hashtag basic beer.
I was getting ready for Fres Yes, so naturally I wasn't in the most drinking of situations.
Right. Workaholic, bro.
But I did enjoy a Sugar Pine Porter from Tagaskoy Brewing Company. I've been sipping on 2 6 packs of Mount Whitney XPA. I've almost gotten through, I think, eight of them. Eight of the 12.
Tiger Score is XPA in six packs now.
Yep. A friend of mine, acquaintance, somebody I know, gifted me a six pack of the Lupulonic Distortion in cans, and I've been drinking the hell out of that.
Ah.
Which, revisiting the cans, I do like. And then one of my new hires, Michael Patty, he was down in San Diego, and he's like, hey, I'm going to Modern Times. Do you want anything? And I was like, yeah, just get me a specialty bottle that they have.
Specialty.
And he brought me back a Hallamaloo.
So specialty.
Fucking double IPA, Hallamaloo from Modern Times.
Oh, and it somehow didn't make it.
Nope.
Here.
Nope.
Hallamaloo.
Hallamaloo. Because he doesn't. Because he doesn't know you guys. So I said, I do not feel guilty for drinking this beer myself.
Yeah, that's a good. That's a good metric.
But when somebody's like, this beer's for the perfect pour, I go, I have to bring it.
Damn it. I've got to do it. Because they'll listen. And then they'll be like, why didn't Matt bring that beer that fuck, I bro? Gave him?
What the fuck, bro?
Yeah, that's the good metric. If somebody gives you a beer, they have no idea that you do the perfect pour. They're just like, here's a beer.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't have to save this for those guys.
Yeah. And all I can tell you, Mikey, that beer, I took a good sip of it. I got through half the bottle, and I said, I feel like I'm drinking a DDH.
Ooh.
Drain pour. Just kidding.
They're trying to glom on the DDH.
It was the most DDH. There was a double, though. There was a double IPA, but it drank just like a double dry hop Sherman IPA.
Interesting.
So.
Interesting.
And Loop, XPA, Humaloo, and yeah, sure, but that's what I've been drinking.
All right. I've been drinking Dorktown on Untappd.
Mikey, what have you been drinking?
I have been drinking beer. I was at the festival, the Fres Yes Festival.
Boom.
At Tioga Sequoia. Unfortunately, they blew out the keg of the churro beer. I didn't get to try it. I heard a lot of talk of not enough cinnamon, not churro-y enough. This is the talk I heard, but I didn't get to try, so I don't know.
Cannot confirm.
Did you hear a string
confirm or to deny?
Did you hear a string quartet violins going off?
Yeah. I did, but I did have the I call the swear bear beer, the strawberry blonde of our mayor's beer. And actually, I don't like blonde. I don't like the style. Can't stand style, but I had to try it.
Can't stand it.
It was good. Mm-hmm. It was damn good. Like, if I'm judging the blonde style, that's a 5 on the out of five scale. It had, the strawberry was there. You couldn't complain that the strawberry wasn't there, but it wasn't overpowering. It's a damn good beer. That beer should probably just be on. I don't know how well it would blondes do, but it should probably be there. I'm just saying. How well do they do, Peterborough?
By the way, 99 Golden Ale is technically a blonde.
No.
Not going to happen.
Don't like it.
Don't like it.
Well, I'm saying I don't like blondes, and it's good.
It's good.
I don't. Yeah. Well, I like blondes, but.
You know what I mean.
I was also at Here Comes Where the Beef, House of Pendragon Beef.
The beef.
I promised earlier, in the couple hours before ago.
Beef take long time.
Beef.
Bells from Dorktown Podcast. It was his birthday over the past week.
Who?
So, and he lives by House of Pendragon. So I said, well, meet me at House of Pendragon for your birthday. My treat. We're just gonna spend the night at House of Pendragon. So I get there, meet him there. Go look at their, they've got one of the electronic boards at mm-hmm. House of Pendragon. Like, whoo, this is going to be good. I don't get out here that much. I don't get to the Tain District that much. Yeah. Here we go. House of Pendragon, bro. Let's do this. Fucking Bell's birthday. It's fucking party. All right. Woo. All right. There was about 4 people in there. It's Saturday night. I'm like, all right, that's cool. There's no fucking IPAs on. No pails, no IPAs. It's like all fucking blondes and fucking shit. I'm like, what is happening? The Tain District, you sons of bitches, Clovis! Yeah, you got me! There's no Lancelot. No, it was...
How is not even Lancelot?
I don't know, man. Because the anniversary is coming. Oh. This is what I was told. That they're clearing out shit to get ready for the anniversary beers. Ooh. And so, like, there, I had none of the... Come on, man. You gotta always have Lancelot on. You gotta always have Lancelot. Always, so I was forced to try different styles.
No!
I was forced to expand my palate! No!
Did you walk over to Grog's?
I thought about it. I was like, because I got there right before Bells, and Bells is more of a hothead than I am. Like, he's, you know, you've heard Bells. Like, he's not exactly adventurous.
Your birthday's over. Let's go somewhere else.
Yeah, I said, over. I did when he walked in. I was like, dude, like, and loud enough for the bartenders to hear me. I was like, dude, you're not going to like this. Look at the board. But like, I thought about that too. I was like, fuck, I wonder what Grog's has on tap.
Lagunitas.
You go get a turkey sando and a Lagunitas.
But I was like, no, let's try different stuff. This is like a good opportunity for me to expand and try different styles. So I did that.
You're not in college anymore, man. You're not supposed to be experimenting.
Yeah, right. They had a English mild ale, the Merlin's mild mm-hmm. on, and that's a good beer. It was a good beer.
Wow. Yeah.
There you go.
I did not like it. They had he had a red ale on, the American Amber ale, red ale.
Some of the reds get a little hoppy though.
It was a little bit hoppy. It wasn't mm-hmm. terrible. It was mm-hmm. not bad. All of it was good. And he had a Thorn, which was a Belgian.
Oh no!
Style.
What? IPA. Oh, no. Are you saying that you had a Belgian?
I did. I purposely chose it because it had IPA in the name. So. But they were all good beers. Great for their styles. I was just like, So, I mean, House of Pendragon does everything perfectly. It was just, I didn't have that Lancelot on. I was just freaking so bummed to not have Lancelot.
Big batch Lancelot.
And then I just had, on Easter, I had my sister, Jennifer, brought me North Coast's Stellar IPA.
Hmm.
I had not tried it before. It was a nice beer.
Yeah?
It was a good beer. I enjoyed it. And then I had a can six-pack of the Luponic IPA. The Save Mart on Herndon and Milburn keeps having it in their little display. Somehow they keep magically appearing. And like, people have been telling me you can't get the cans anywhere.
But somehow on that little display, they just keep coming back.
The only place in Fresno.
So Herndon and Milburn, if you're looking for cans of the Luponic number one, there you go. That's what I've been caught drinking.
Nice.
So let's look out for some beers to look out for. Is there anything you guys in particular are looking out for right now? The Nick?
I'm not ready.
All right. Bearded Brewer?
Nope.
All right. Well, I'm looking out for... there's a beer that has been out... I've seen a lot on social media from Cycle Brewing. It's in St. Petersburg, Florida. It's a Florida beer. And it's got... you may have seen the bottle. It's got the circle, like that... You know, the circle that goes around and around, you kind of get like hypnotized kind of circle. You know what I mean? Where it goes, woo, 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 that kind of circle.
Wow.
Where you stare at it and kind of get hypnotized. And they have these beers. It's like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They have this series of beers. And I've been seeing these beers a lot on social media, but they are not something that comes to California. But that's just something I'm looking out for. It just seems like the St. Petersburg / Tampa scene is kind of blowing up a little bit. Fayetteville, Arkansas. I lived there as a kid for a little bit, so I always have this affinity for the Ozarks and Fayetteville. So I was just noticing this week that Ozark Beer Company has some cans of stuff. Wow. They're from Rogers, not Fayetteville, but that's the area. Fossil Cove has some cans. They're from Fayetteville. And Blue Canoe, they're a nano. They have nano crowlers, bro.
Oh, wow.
Nano brewery in Fayetteville. They have crowlers. So I would just like to try some Ozark beer at some point. So I'm just going to put that out there in the ether of the world and hopefully get to try something from the Fayetteville area. There's a variety, Great Divide has a variety pack called Holy Big crap. Show.
What?
It's all the Great Divides you would want, and it's in a variety pack. Colorado's the Great Divide. That's what, I mean, damn
all
it.
All the Great Divides.
So, that would be nice to have Great Divide here. Bottle Logic has a breakfast out called Ground State. It's got chocolate, cocoa nibs, it's in a bourbon barrel, it's vanilla, coffee beans. It's highly rated. It's got a high beer geek factor on it. So I'd like to try that. Lumber Jose, one of our listeners / voicemailers from Georgia, talking about how bad Georgia is. But Georgia has Creature Comfort, a brewer called Creature Comfort. And there's these cans. They have these very pretty cans. I've been seeing a lot of those lately. And it'd be nice to have a Creature Comfort at some point. And Laughing Dog Brewery in Sandpoint, Idaho. They have a Sneaky Pete Imperial IPA. I'd like to try that because I've got family in Sandpoint. I spend time there, and it'd be I need to get up to Sandpoint, damn it. Then this one, I'm not looking out for it. I don't want to have it at all. From Anchor, an Orange Splash. It's a lager, and it's a dedicated to Giants, because Anchor's been in the Giants stadium for a long time. Anchor, you know, obviously San Francisco.
Right.
The original craft brewer Anchor. They have a Giants beer that's coming in like 12 packs, and it's called Orange Splash. And your splash is like if you hit a home run out into the ocean, to the bay. If you hit one long enough in right field, it will actually hit the bay, and it's like a splash home run, splash down, splash home run, whatever. Fucking, I'm an A's fan. East splash Bay, down. Motherfucker. A's, Oakland A's fan here. Nice. And but so don't look out for that. It's like a Giants tribute.
Don't look out.
Anything?
Unlook out for that.
Did you guys discover anything to look out for?
Nope, I did not.
Yeah, you don't want to see any beers this week. You're like, don't send me anything. Don't, no, I'm not looking out beers. For anything. Bearded Brewer, did you find something to look out for?
I already said no.
Well, I thought maybe in the past few minutes, you know.
Wait, this just in. Oh, no.
No. Oh, just so you know, too, Stone is still independent.
Still indie.
Still indie. Indie crafter.
Fuck are you?
Fuck are you? Cheers!
Cheers!
Should we open another beer before it's over? I think we should.
Whoa, well,
before
all right,
we cheers,
is there a little something sitting
prepare
there?
Prepare your cheers as we open another beer. Wow!
There's not
I
a
love gold.
There's a little something extra going on
that
over
was
by the fridge mic.
Gold.
There's some gold. I thought that was gonna be silent.
The fridge mic picked up on something, a little something, something there.
Ooh, a blub 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 blub.
Was that a 44 ouncer? What the hell's going on here?
Sorry, that was you should have be you. No, but seriously, you could hear that. This is not an IPA. You could, I mean, no, you.
That's
you could,
heavy, Doc.
You could pick up on that. That
that's
was,
heavy,
this
Doc.
Is not an IPA. What is this, Bearded Boy?
Resurgence. Imperial Sponge Candy Stout. I'm not quite sure that should be a thing. This is from.
It's pronounced Spongy.
Perro the Elder. Our take on
classic Perro the Elder.
Treat.
Stu's dad.
Dad of Stu.
He explained this one to us on the voicemails, where he tried to explain to us what sponge candy was, which I cannot remember what that means at this time.
It was like everyone, if you're in Buffalo, New York area, you know what the hell it is.
Yes.
If you're not, you don't.
That's, so if you're in Europe, basically.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, that's Europe. Out there.
That's pretty much Europe.
Yeah, that's like another
so,
world.
So here's a beer, let it
it's
blow your mind.
Mars.
Ooh.
This is Nick's
I think,
Nick's genre.
Whoa!
I think this might need some sonic foaming.
Oh. Fire up the sonic foamer.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the hops?
Did you use hops?
They're buried in my backyard, Trebek.
Ooh. Hmm.
I don't kind of mixed David Lee Roth and...
I don't know what to say about this.
Celebrity
this is
Jeopardy.
Pretty good. I don't have any problem with
what?
This.
Can't hear you. What'd you say?
It's clogging his ears. The Imperial Sponge Candy is clogging his ear canal.
Mmm, sponge candy.
2015.
Cheers.
Cheers to some Patreons having birthdays.
Oh, Patreon birthdays.
Scotty B.
Scotty B.
Had a birthday.
The golden god, and Scotty B.
And it appears M. Sardina is going to have a birthday.
Aw.
That was my cheers,
Mike
Mr.
Sardina.
Mike Sardina. It's pretty cool.
Rad.
Dude.
Top one of the top ranking rad dudes in the country.
Oh yes. Top ranking rad category.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
That's it.
That's it. Bearded Brewer. Do you have any more to add?
No.
Other than Mike Sardina?
Mike Sardina.
That's it.
Wow.
That's
Mike
all.
Sardina and his best friend Mike Sardina.
Breast friend?
Breast friend.
Buddy check day is coming up.
Cheers to Justin and Jake from State Farm. Saw them at Fresias Fest. Hills Bills.
Ooh, nice.
Hills Bills gave me a beer. Bought me a
whoa.
Beer, basically.
What?
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
Hills Bills yeah. gets cray like that sometime.
Bells' birthday. Cheers to Bells having
another
his birthday.
Birthday.
Cheers to I Beer Snob.
Bells, it's your birthday.
Cheers to Teehee. Cheers to
Joshua.
To all the peoples. Thank cheers
peoples.
To our patrons, our golden gods who donate money to us every week. Cheers to everybody that donates beer to us as well. If you would like to make a little donation and get a little extra audio for the effort, you can become a patron / golden god. If you look in the show notes, there might be a link there. You see, if you can't see it, go to perfectpourpod.com or just go to patreon.com/perfectpour and you can see how you can donate.
Yeah.
To the show. And iTunes reviews are always cool.
Yes,
like the one you heard at the beginning of the show.
SpongeBobby.
SpongeBobby. iTunes reviews help us get up in the rankings of iTunes. I don't like it, but it helps. So if you could go on iTunes and review us, give us 5 stars, it would be kicking the ass.
We got 5 stars.
And remember to visit the Bearded Brewer at the Beer Garden, Tioga, yes. Sequoia. Ask for him by name. He will be happy to leave his desk from the back room and come out and meet you.
Nope.
He would love it. He's like sitting back there in his office going, I wish somebody listening to the Perfect would come and pull me out of this office.
Mikey from the Perfect Pours here. Tell him I'm busy.
I am busy.
Send the cardboard cutout.
Just place a cardboard cutout out there. Clunk. Hi, Bearded Brewer.
It's got the waving hand.
Go to downtown Fresno.
Or is it the Bearded Brewer? Is it a cardboard cutout or is it the air tube guy with a beard glued to it?
From the Better Call Saul. The Nick 80. You know, check him out if you like Volkswagens.
Yeah, if you do.
Is there a Volkswagen club you guys are in, like a public Volkswagen club that people can get in on if you're a Volkswagen aficionado?
C.
What is that?
NOS Productions.
NOS Productions?
Yes.
Is that on Facebook or is that
a website? Yes. Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah. Volkswagen
nerds. And we do the Madeira Spring Fling every April.
Ooh. Oh, that's coming up.
Coming up.
Madeira Spring Fling. April is that the 24th, fairgrounds?
At the fairgrounds.
Yeah. Are you guys by the track?
We span from the track to the new barnish looking area they just created out there.
There's going to be some sort of beer festival in April there, too.
Yeah, what's up with that? Have you guys heard anything about that?
I've seen a banner in Madeira, but I haven't.
I think it's the week after our car show. And it's like the 30th?
Mm, yeah. And it's going to be in that barn area.
Yeah, the barn.
So I haven't heard anything.
That's not
the brand new old barn.
Yep.
That was just
next to the Fresno County Federal Credit Union stage. In Hetfield Hall.
Well,
there is Madeira Beer Fest on the 30th.
April? Is it April?
Yeah, it's at the Madeira County Fairgrounds.
Yeah, that's it.
There it is.
For some reason, I confused it for the APCAL, which is the Fresno Madeira. But there is the Madeira Breakfast Lions Club would like our club to participate in the annual Brewfest event coming up on April 30th. The event will be held at the Madeira County Fairgrounds inside the Lumbertown Pavilion.
There it is. Lumbertown Pavilion. That's right.
From 1 to 5.
Wow. Look for maybe somebody there.
And there's a lot more explaining that festival that I'm not going to read.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Enjoy your week in drinking craft beer. We will too. And
weekend.
Just at Perfect Port Pod on all the social medias. Trench Run 22 on
Snapchat.
On Snapchat. Bearded Brewer, you want to reveal your Snapchat
Bearded Brewer 87.
Oh, it's still Bearded Brewer. There you go. The Nick 80. Did you try to go on Snapchat?
I tried and I failed. I felt like an old guy going, how's this thing?
All right, that's work.
Where's the on button?
Just taking photos of your eye.
Look at me.
How do I play solitaire? How do I play solitaire on this thing?
Man, sunburns, get us the fuck out of here. Yay, beer and podcasting.
This is the end of the Perfect Pour.